I'd like to get some help here. We need to do a people's audit of critical infrastructure in the United States. A thorough, excuse me, a thorough assessment of where we are in terms of who's getting control of the critical infrastructure. Namely, we need a list of all the former or current Israeli intelligence or Jewish groups or former Israeli Intelligence Unit 8200 or former Israeli or current Israeli military intelligence who currently has either contracts to to secure American political critical infrastructure such as ports, dams, water systems, energy, other form, electrical grid, the transportation system, highways, all of it, all of our governors are proud that their proudest moment, the moment where they get up, and they're going to get a lot of some money from the AIPAC when they do this. Their best moment is when they announce that they've now contracted out the security of the American of their water water supply system or electrical grid to former Israeli Intelligence Unit 8200 company. And as we know, if you're former Israeli Intelligence Unit 1800 and you now are in control of a massive portion of US critical infrastructure, right? You're current military intelligence. You're reporting back to Mother Israel, of course. That's how it went. No, they wouldn't do that. Once a former Israeli intelligence unit 8200 person gets a contract, or as it, what was revealed by the excellent reporting of Whitney Webb, where they volunteered to get involved in the critical infrastructure running the hospital systems in case of emergency, right? They volunteered, and the government said, "Yeah, sure." And then when they got into the hospital system, they're like, "Oh, by the way, let's take over everything, or certainly a hell of a lot more than the hospital systems." They went on to take on more aspects of critical infrastructure to secure it. We don't know who these people are. They're just Jews, and they volunteered. That's good. They must care. They must re these former Israeli Unit 8200, and we know that their current Unit 8200, everything goes back to Mother Israel. Okay, yeah, we know though that they're in. They have this yearning to help our elderly Americans in their time of need when they're dying, by plunging some sort of needle in, or in this case, the security of their hospital. I see. Jews really care about the goyim. Well, that's not what it says in their religious book, but we'll talk about that later. If you read their religious texts, it's their religious duty is to kill us all and steal our stuff. That's what the Talmud is, basically. It says a lot of other filler in between the main parts, which is kill off the goy, do them wrong, steal everything you can from them. You don't believe me? Maybe go in and type in like I don't know. I don't know what you type. Talmud's greatest hits. No, actually, somebody should put together a page called the Talmud's greatest hits. But there's various like collections of some of the choice sections of their religious books, which basically says, you can cheat the goyim, you don't have to pay them for a day's worth of work, and if you find their property, you can steal it, and you kill them. You can rape the, you can rape the 3-year-olds. They don't call it rape. They just call it, you can have sex with the 3 to 9-year-olds. I see. That's in their Talmud. Yeah. So we have a problem, and we need to do an audit of how many of these people that we don't know who they are. We could see they're absolutely genocidal. They're murdering the children over there, over in Gaza. There's something like 30,000 dead babies underneath rubble. I'm sorry, but that's a terrible way to perish. If you're a young person or an old person or any person from being buried under cement when a U.S.-made bomb is dropped by these Israelis onto your building and you're crushed to death. This is a terrible, this is an atrocity like we've never seen since World War II. And even then, I don't think we've seen so many dead children in such a short period of time as we're seeing currently right now. This should be of concern to any thinking person. But no, you have the upper middle class, the middle class. They have the parochial concern. They want their house value to go up, and that's all they're thinking about. Okay. Well, there's a lot of people in the streets throughout the world. There's a lot of people watching the United States and saying, fuck this place. We hate them. Nobody likes the United States and Israel. So if you think that your comfortable way of life, oh, Americans who are not giving a shit about what's going on, if you think your comfortable way of life is going to remain so, take a look at the bridge in Maryland that the ship went full force and full throttle. That's what happened. I know what diesel motors look like when you fucking pin them like that. That smoke that came billowing out, it was gunned. They gunned it right into the bridge. I'm sure Christopher Wray of the FBI will say it's the Chinese, right, Chris? Yeah? Well, why don't you read your own history? It's always been the Israelis that are sabotaging us, stealing our secrets, and selling them to China. We didn't have a Chinese problem. But the FBI is only putting out, and the Justice Department is only putting out reports where it leads to China. And then the Israelis probably setting up certain, setting up those ones so the FBI can say, see, it's China, not Israel. Pay no attention to the Israelis who are basically wholesale gutting our military technology, wholesale gutting, wholesale theft of our secrets, our industrial secrets, and selling them to their new senior partner in China. That's what's happening, man. That's what's happening to your country, right? That's it. So if the FBI cannot perform this audit on an institutional level, and it most certainly cannot, because every time the trail, let me finish that thought. Citizens are going to have to do this investigation and find out who are the Israelis or Jewish persons that are in control of our water systems, because you're gonna have poisoned water, and we're seeing water systems fail. You're gonna end when you see stories of Listeria bacteria is in this particular brand of products. That will be a non-Jewish company that is having these outbreaks and having to recall or having salmonella. Trader Joe's just had a salmonella breakout, and then I say. I bet you Trader Joe's isn't owned by a Jew. Let me see. And it's a German Christian owns it. So if your company, if you see in the news FBI agents poisoning of our corporations and the burning of our factories, you look to see who's the owner of that factory that's making that food. Guarantee you, it's not going to be a Jew. They're getting rid of all non-Jew. They're attacking Trader Joe's. You find out how that salmonella breakout happened in the Christian German-owned Trader Joe's. But it didn't happen in a company that's going to be owned by BlackRock. And now the Jewish intelligence groups who are going around systematically poisoning us are going to say, oh, shit, Harry Fox is talking about it. Okay, let's put out some stories about a Jewish company that had some salmonella breakout. We'll just try to deflect attention. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. And the FBI and the Justice Department, they're run by Jews. It's Merrick Garland's a Jew. But it doesn't matter. We've seen at an institutional level for the last 30 years, 40 years since the USS Liberty attacked by Jews on our naval warship and killed so many men there. They cover it up. As soon as the trail leads to Israel. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. See no Israelis, hear no Israelis, speak no Israelis. That's what happens. Like the dancing Israelis, And it's usually, and now it's embellished with a program of ridiculing anybody who mentioned. If you talk to the normie, most normies have never even heard of the dancing Israeli incident, but this was an infamous incident where, during the 9/11 attacks, a woman who was in New Jersey, in Hoboken, I think it was Hoboken, saw right out of her window those four or five young Israelis that had a video camera pointed toward the towers, and they had been there for some period of time, like maybe an hour prior to it, sipping their coffee, setting up the camera equipment, pointing it at the Twin Towers. And then then when the planes come and slam, and they're hugging each other. And so the woman calls the police, and then the police came and arrested them. They were in a van called with the name of Moving Company. And they claimed that they were art students. This was the cover story. The famous Dancing Israelis incident. Okay? The FBI, the U.S. government, detained these gentlemen who claimed at first that they were art students. Right? It turned out they were Israeli Mossad agents. Yeah. They were Israeli intelligence agents. Yeah. Not art students working for a moving company. No. Israeli intelligence agents. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. What were Israeli intelligence agents doing on a rooftop with a camera pointed at the Twin Towers, waiting for a plane to come slam to it, and then they cheered when it slammed in? Aren't you somewhat interested in that, FBI agents? Okay, that incident was written, went right into the memory hole where every single incident of Israeli espionage, sabotage, industrial theft of secrets, military theft of military secrets. That story went to the same rabbit hole, same black hole of information that every single incident of this Israeli sabotage of our nation and parasitization of our people, and theft of our dignity, as it goes right into the memory hole. Right into the memory hole. But that was a real incident. Israeli intelligence was involved in the attacks of 9/11. The dancing Israelis is just one incident that points to it. But you know, if you type in Google, dancing Israelis, they'll say it's a conspiracy theory. They'll ridicule you, and it's anti-Semitic to say that. And they've got it so that if you ever mention that in an academic setting, oh, what about the dancing Israelis? Oh, this is, oh, you get out of here. That we don't entertain these conspiracy theories. Dude, the FBI admitted it. These guys were Israeli intelligence. The guys themselves said they were there to film the event that day. Aren't you just a little bit curious? Who sent them to film the event that day? Somebody had to send them. Who sent them there? FBI didn't send them. U.S. military didn't send them. Osama bin Laden couldn't have sent Israeli intelligence agents in an organized van with lots of money in their pocket, with a cover story, cover van, claims that they were artists, and facts on that they were definitely Mossad agents. FBI said that. They said that. But yet, Wikipedia will say it's anti-Semitic. No? And this is the danger of having Jews in control of our everything. Media, information systems. It's going to be this forever. So I would suggest that we start to form a people's investigative agency. A people's, investigative service that performs these audits to sort of defend our nation. Because at an institutional level, our largest investigative institutions do not possess the capability to actually, when the trail leads to Israel, as it so often does, as it almost always does, the story just goes, falls right over. Why is that? And then when we see coming out of Merrick Garland and Christopher Reyes, and they drum up some stories of some Chinese that are stealing bits, small amounts of chip technology or something to run their basic industrial needs or something like that. And they say, oh, see, we uncovered a big ring here. No, you didn't. You didn't give us the details of how the F-35 fighter plane plans made it over to China. That was Israel who did that. You didn't tell us the big story about. I mean, we can see it. You can see our Raptors and our highest level of military junk. Essentially, it doesn't work that well, or it certainly didn't work as advertised. How that's making it right into the prototypes and production planes of China. It's widely accepted that the conduit of all of our technology to China is an Israeli conduit. It's been pretty much acknowledged for many years that, and been written about by the intelligence agencies. Okay, you got Navy Admiral Bobby Ray Inman, who's a former admiral in the U.S. Navy and former deputy director of the CIA, Admiral Bobby Ray Inman, Inman, he says Israelis are the biggest threat. They are the biggest espionage threat to our nation and are a bigger threat than all other threats combined. Don't believe me? You can look up what Admiral Bobby Ray Inman said that. You can look that up. Why do you think he said that? Because he's a terrible anti-Semite? No, because he didn't take a board of director position with an Israeli company like everybody else. He says, as soon as you take that board of director position on the Israeli security company or something, that they offer you to be a good little person and go along. And don't complain. Don't say anything. Right? Then you're like, how dare Bobby Ray Inman, Admiral and former Deputy Director of the... How dare he say Israel is the biggest threat? He must be an anti-Semite. Did I do good? They say to their Israeli boss, the Jewish boss. Did I do good? Okay, give me my six-figure salary on the board of directors from your Israeli... whatever, think tank or security company or military weapons manufacturing company or whatever. Something, some Jewish... doling out of privilege to get you to shut up and go on. That's what the think tanks are. That's what fellowships are. It's a way to buy your loyalty, buy your criminal conspiracy and the theft of U.S. military secrets and sending them right over to China. So when we get in a war with China and Russia, I have some bad news for you. We're going to get our asses kicked by weapons that we designed and that the Israelis sent over there. So if at an institutional level you cannot investigate, then could you please assist the real investigators that are in the among our population? People who are doing investigative work, you get tranches of information out and start just exposing this stuff. Somebody did a Freedom of Information request to get photographs that the FBI has of the dancing Israelis. And the FBI, what they did was they said, okay, they want photos. It's not a half tone, but it's a two tone. Meaning they put the contrast up of the photograph so great that all you had, they ran it through a Photoshop filter to do this too. They didn't do it with photographic means. They put it through a filter on Photoshop, and it's called like stamp filter. That's one of them that'll do this effect, where it gets rid of all gradation, and they only allow us just white and black, right? And so that's the image that the FBI gave. Because they didn't want to just do what a normal Freedom of Information request would be, which would be just send us the image of the five dancing Israelis, so we can see their faces and everything. So what they did was they adjusted the contrast so you couldn't even see the Twin Towers in the background. So all you get is this. And you can go look for it. You're like, look for FBI Freedom of Information request images of the dancing Israelis. And you'll see that whoever was in charge of releasing that information purposely ran it through a Photoshop filter to get to take away all the detail, all the gradations, and just and then when you do that, when you apply that filter to an image, it gives you a choice. How much of the gradations do you want to cut off? And they just cut off the towers, so you couldn't see the towers, and you couldn't see the faces. You could see outlines of guys in black, but that's, gee, is that because you had a bad photocopy machine? No. Because, and the fact that nobody questioned, I'm the first person who just questioned that and said, dude, they purposely, like, took away all the gradation when they... Somebody should reapply for the Freedom of Information request for the photograph that the... Let me see if I can find that photograph here. Okay. Sorry for the delay here. Uh-oh. Oh. Okay. Let's see. Dancing... Oh my God! Okay, look at what the FBI sent. Hold on. D A N C I N G I S R A E L I F B I F O I A F O I images I M A G E S or photograph P H O G O G R. What's this? It's just hilarious, man. Well, it's not hilarious. It's disgusting. Let's see if we get it. And of course, Google does their part, and they just say, "Oh yeah, it's ridiculous." Okay, so here we go. So this is on ANC report. Oh, that's that guy. He does a good job. What's his name? He's a good guy. Okay, so let me put this on the screen. This is funny. And it's not funny. It's disgusting. I apologize. I have such shit technology in there. I have a lot of technology. It's just not set up. What is it? Media source? No. Window capture. Yeah, that's it. Pretty window capture. Display capture. No. Okay. Boom. Okay. So, window. What? Okay, here we go. Dancing Israeli photos. This is on a site called ANC Report. That guy, Ryan, that's his name, Ryan. He's a good one. He does good stuff. So, okay. All right, let me see if I can add my face over this stuff. Oh, what a mess. I don't even know how to use this shit. I do know how to use it, but I'm doing construction right now, and my mind is not in it. Okay, now let me roll that up. Okay, there we go. Okay. So these are the pictures that the FBI, let me see if I can, oops, put my ugly mug in there. Oh, yeah, there I am. Okay. Sorry about this. Put that forward, and let me make myself shrink here. Oh, come on, dude. Okay. Alright, so. This is a fucking disaster, man. Okay, here we go. Oh, shit. Alright, so. Yeah, this is a mess. But, okay, put that over there. Okay. So, this is the dancing Israelis that the FBI sent as the Freedom of Information. Freedom of Information. Okay, so they're all hanging out. They took this the images that were retrieved by the FBI from the cameras of these Jewish Mossad agents. Note how there is no gradations. They ran it through a Photoshop filter. The Twin Towers would be here, somewhere around here. Maybe they're burning. We don't know if they're there or they're burning or what, because the FBI has decided they're going to get rid of that, so it doesn't have a lot of impact. And plus, they put a square box over their head, and you can barely see it. It's not much. They decided not to give us anything. Okay, why is that? Why if these people set up a camera, why is this all we're getting? That's not really good information. I would say that's really bad information. Why don't you just give us and then the FBI, when they release these, the implicit idea is that, oh, no, don't you know? This is what it looks like when we put it on a photocopier. That's what they'll think. They won't know. They won't know that we loaded the pictures into Photoshop and started like chunking down the contrast and doing everything in our power to make this completely useless images that have zero impact. If those boxes weren't on their faces, and if it was in full color like the FBI has it, and with those towers in the background, that would have a lot of impact on the public. The American public would be interested. We have a right to know. So I would suggest that we go and make another Freedom of Information Request Act for these images. But this time we say, and please don't put it on a copier, because the last time that copier that you used didn't do a good job with the copier. Yeah. And while you're at it, don't run it through Photoshop filters specifically to completely obscure any usefulness of the picture. There you go. No, the Twin Towers would be back there somewhere. Of course, we can't see them because, you know, the FBI doesn't think you have a right to be able to see the truth about how the Israelis were there that day to film the attacks on the Twin Towers. September 11th, 2002. Look at this. 2001, I'm sorry. Yep. So these are real. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's not anti-Semitic, like the Jewish pressure groups will say. How dare this anti-Semitic person? This is, let's see, let's move this, let's move my mug out of the way here, like that. So this is the Freedom of Information Request. It is an official, is the police report. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at that. Okay, here we go. Rutherford, New Jersey. Okay, let me get my mug out of here so you can see this thing, because this is more important than my mug. Okay, in fact, let me just say, and I'll try to sneak my head in here. Okay. Well, on a traffic detail diverting traffic to Route 120 as Route 3 East, and this is a police report. It's not giving us the top. Chief of Police John LaGreca. All right. East Rutherford, New Jersey. Route East was closed. We were informed by our desk officer, Private Officer Ciravolo, that there was a broadcast looking for a 2000 white Chevy van. New Jersey registration JYJ-131, occupied by at least three people. After a short period of time, P.O. DiCarlo, who was on the traffic detail with me, advised me that a van, which was slowly approaching us, matches that description of the broadcast. P.O. DiCarlo approached the driver's side of the vehicle, and I approached the passenger's side. I was able to see at least four people in the van, two in the front and two in the back. Officer DiCarlo read the plate number, and I contacted the desk for confirmation on the plate number. P.O. DiCarlo advised me that the plate number, New Jersey Reg, JRJ-13Y, is one number off. Hardly a problem, okay? No problem there. Then he contacted HQ, and it was confirmed that the plate on the vehicle was in fact the plate that the FBI had stated in the broadcast. So an all points bulletin went out by the FBI on the morning of this incident looking for this vehicle. Wow. I removed the front seat passenger and one of the rear seat passengers. As I was removing the front seat passenger, he stated, "We're Israeli." Why would he shout that out? Well, that's what you do in this country. Yeah, there's a big line, and everybody has to wait on line and say, "Hey, I'm Jewish. I'm going to cut to the front of the line," basically. That's a kind of like a metaphor for our nation, this moment. time, you know, I'm Jewish. Yeah. How dare you question me? Or I'm Israeli. So therefore, you know, you do as I say, basically. Okay. So he shouts out, I'm Israeli. Yeah. Oh, okay. Nobody asked him who he was. He just shouts that out. All right. Okay. That's strange. He was identified via Israeli passport as Oded Elner, date of birth, 1975, of Israel. He advised me that the plate number New Jersey Reg is one number off. No, I'm sorry. He advised me that they were on their way to Lawrence Street in Brooklyn, where they are staying with a roommate. He did not have the exact address. Captain Felton and Detective Yanacone arrived at the scene. All five males were handcuffed, and P.O. DiCarlo read them their Miranda warnings. All five spoke and understood English, and they acknowledged their understanding of Miranda. Bergen County Bomb Squad, State Police, and FBI notified the driver of the vehicle was Sylvan Kurtzberg, date of birth 1978, of 100 Lawrence Street, Brooklyn. The rear passengers were Yaron Shimul, 1975, date of birth, and from Miami Beach, Florida, he was wearing. Okay, so we don't have this whole. This is like that. Okay, so we don't have the whole police report here on it. But these are the guys, and I didn't intend to have a conversation about these. If you certainly in any professional setting, say in the mainstream media, professional setting, any of the mainstream lying, corrupt program. Media, the bought off corporate media. If you talk about the dancing Israelis, they're gonna A, ridicule you, B, fire you. Well, why? FBI, we have FBI reports about this incident. What's there to ridicule? The FBI has a report that then they arrested these five Israeli Mossad agents. It's well known who and what they are. They were not art students. They were Mossad agents, right? So here's a reconstruction of the gentleman. Be nice if we had the original photographs, you know, but FBI is covering the bases of their Israeli partners. Why they would be doing that when it's the largest attack in U.S. history? Well, the FBI would be covering that up. Man. Here's an image of what that position looks like. Right? And ordinarily, you would have seen the towers there, but they're not there anymore. The Israelis already took them down. And here's some lovely photographs from the FBI. No, there's no gradations. No gradients. It's just black. It's just on or off. It's like a photolithographic purpose, right? When you're doing silk screens and stuff like that, you don't get the gradations. You get to get on or off with the color. And so that's the filter that the FBI ran it through so that we wouldn't have compelling photographs of this most important incident in human history. Certainly the most important incident in American history, but I say human history because from that point on, we descended into a more sort of a militaristic surveillance police state environment. And so my father said that there was one good thing about this nation is that we didn't have the military all over the streets. But that characterized most of human history, but the United States experiment was different in that we didn't see them. They were on bases, they were out of sight, out of mind. And that was what we looked towards to say that we were the most civilized of them all. Right? We didn't need to have guys on every street corner with guns like they do in Israel. You don't want to live in a society like that, I promise you, Americans. Dear American people, I promise you, you don't want to live in a society like they have to do in Israel because they are so violent. They've done such violence against those people over there that unless they have a guy with a gun on every street corner and a citizenry that is just bellicose and aggressive and right now murderous. I mean, right now, if you have a score to settle, if you had a product dispute or a simple dispute like a disagreement over a bathroom job that you were contracted out to someone, and it was Israeli versus this Palestinian. Right now, the Israeli could go into Palestine and just murder that person. And that's what's happening. We're seeing a lot of scores getting settled where it's Israeli killing Palestinians because they want to get them off the land, take the land. That's what's happening right now. So they're just going around murdering people. And then the military is bombing the Gaza Strip. This is insane. This is insane. This is an insane, insane, insane world. So, back to the original purpose of this story was to get a people's intelligence investigatory. At least methodology and maybe some hardware or software to back it up. Maybe some kind of a wiki that could be contributed to keep persons, not idiots, to deface it, but people who are making important contributions. And one of the first ways I would like to start is to get an audit, an assessment. Maybe if there's FBI agents watching this, and I know there are, could you please also assist in this most important audit, this most important survey of our critical infrastructure, and see, because we know that, for example, just in New York, where I'm from, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced in a famous announcement that he was proud to give the contract for our electrical grid upstate to an Israeli company, and you can just type in. I don't know, maybe Google will get rid of it now. Now that I've brought attention to it, maybe it'll be a lot harder to find. Usually when I bring attention to things, suddenly they don't last long on Google. So we better get that information and start putting it up. But you can just see piece by piece, the governors are being bribed, blackmailed, or just paid off to put Israeli unit 8,200 military intelligence persons and companies in charge of our water supply, electrical power grid, and critical infrastructure, ports, and then you're seeing our water supply is getting poisoned, the food is getting poisoned, the transportation systems are failing, trains are crashing, ships are crashing into bridges, causing billions and billions and billions of dollars. Hey, wait a second. Don't you want to save all that billions of dollars, oh politicians, so you can give it to the Jews over in Israel to kill their people? That's going to be less money to give to the Jews. Oh, no, it's not a problem because you're an American politician. You're not going to fix the bridge. You're just going to give the money to Israel, right? We didn't need that old bridge anyway. I-95, critical part of our critical transportation systems, now going from north to south in for both civilian and military means in the northeast United States down to the southern on the eastern seaboard. They've just knocked out a major, significant portion of American infrastructure. It's just one bridge, gunned full speed. That's why all that smoke, FBI came out of that smokestack. Nobody but Harry Vox is talking about the fact that, some commenters might say, well, look at all that smoke, what is that? And Harry Vox said, that's the engines getting gunned. It's pretty. Any diesel person will tell you that. And I doubt very much the captain of that ship gunned that fucking ship. Right? So we need a people's assessment. Find out what's going on with our critical infrastructure. And then we got to contact people in the U.S. National Guard and alert them that our critical infrastructure is being sabotaged, and get units of National Guard under the auspices of protecting America. I mean, National Guard's able to put together a program. Hopefully no Jewish personnel is in it. Just say, well, there's problems with the... You can't say in the National Guard, you can't say, we got to keep an eye on the Jews. No, they wouldn't at an institutional level be able to say that. But they do have the capability to institute a plan saying we have a problem with our critical infrastructure and we better start forming investigative units that are from American-born persons. Start making that a requirement. You have to be American-born and you have to be, better yet, four generations. You have to prove that you are four generations of American. Mm-hmm. That's it. I've just given you the key. You more than that. Let's say here's a new military, an intelligence and command system. You have to have prove five generations being an American, and you have to prove that there is no connection in your family to any corporate structures that are involved in either massive financial institutions in Wall Street or taking any money or any stipends whatsoever from an Israeli think tank or Jewish or any think tank. No think tanks, no fellowships for you, no board of directors. Just five generations of American and a willingness to serve your country and proof that not one single penny has changed hands. Then and only then can we have a safe, critical infrastructure for our families, for our safety, for our economy. Then and only then, five generations of America.